That's gotten a lot worse in the last 10 or 20 years under our form, the, what's called globalization, the neoliberal policies. Countries of the South, you know, most of the world, are compelled to accept what are called rational economic programs, which means to open up their borders to imports from the rich countries. So to open the borders to highly subsidized agribusiness exports, which will, of course, wipe out their agricultural systems. That's happening all over the world, from Mexico down to the south of Latin America to Africa and so on. So you open your borders under what's ludicrously called free trade to imports from highly subsidized Western agribusiness. And then the peasants who are driven out of production as a result of this rationality are taught by people who studied at Harvard and places like that. They're taught that they're supposed to be what are called rational peasants. There's a whole theory of rational peasants. Rational peasants produce for agro-export, you know, not for the local markets, and they have to maximize profit. That makes you a rational peasant. Well, you know, if you're in Bolivia or Colombia or some such place and you want to be a rational peasant, there's exactly one way to do it, namely produce drugs, coca. And if you learn your lessons and you really are a rational peasant, you're rewarded. You're rewarded by chemical and biological warfare, by military gunships to kill your children and so on. That's the system under which we're now living. Being a rational peasant is part of accepting the logic of globalization that you hear great praise for, you know, if you read, you know, Thomas Friedman and other cheerleaders and so on. Well, that's the rest of the story. And it's in that framework that drug production proceeds. There's a way to stop it. For example, you could allow commodity stabilization programs in the third world. You could provide a fraction of the money that's going for to kill people could be used to develop alternative crops. The socioeconomic problems in Colombia, which are extremely severe, can be dealt with in several different ways. One way is to try to change the internal structure of the country, to follow programs that would in fact benefit the population instead of oppressing them. That's one way. The other way is to go in and kill them. Well, that's the choice that you have, and you can see very clearly which one is being taken.